I want to introduce then now our guest for this part of Focus, Bob Boylan. He's the director of National Public Radio's All Things Considered and has had that job since 1989. Before that, he was composer, technician, recording engineer for Baltimore's Impossible Theater. He also is responsible for an online program called All Songs Considered that was a result of the fact that over the years, people, when they hear bits of music on All Things Considered, they would write, they would call, they would send emails, they would contact the network in any way they can, and they'd say, what is that music? I want to know. And he thought, some other folks there thought, well, you know, maybe we should take some of this music and we would like to play the whole thing and put it out there so people could hear it. And so, in 2000, the All Songs Considered was born. And then there are these three CDs that contain some of that music. So we'll talk about how all that came to be and about All Things Considered. And people who are listening are welcome to call here in Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455, toll free, 800-222-9455. Bob, how are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
We appreciate you giving us some of your time, especially hanging on
through
all that.
Thanks for asking me.
Through my many introductions and pledge break and all that kind of stuff. Certainly, the one thing that I think All Things Considered has always been known for is the use of music to give the program structure, and sometimes act as punctuation, sometimes act as commentary. And that's something very special about the show.
It is an odd thing for a new show to be, known for.
How does that work?
Well, there's a long history of directors picking music for the most part. I mean, you pick it first to get from place to place in the show. We have, I think, 600, 650 stations that take All Things Considered and put it on their air, and you amongst them. And you, as a station, look for us to end certain segments at certain times so that you could tell your listeners things about what's going on in your community. So music helps us get to those specific seconds. And in our two-hour show, I think there are probably 12 or 15 different times we have to end our show at a certain segment. So that's how music started. It's hard to sort of talk up to a post over and over again when you're getting live reports and feeds in. So we use music. We do what's called back timing the music, which means that you know when a piece of music's going to end, and you take it back a minute or so, and you start it a minute before you need it, and it ends right on that wonderful second, and then the local person can come in and do their thing.
Anybody who has done this knows that any piece of music will not work. It has to be, you have to be careful. You have to, in terms of its tone, its tempo, its feeling.
I've learned
this is a very delicate thing.
It is. And I can think of some terrible faux pas that I've made as a director over the years. I remember one time unintentionally, picking music, and we can talk about how we pick music, but I picked out of a story that was about a famine and a drought in Ethiopia. I picked a piece of music, and down the hall I could hear footsteps running toward the studio, and a producer runs in the door and he says to me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What? I'm playing music. About 30 seconds here." He said, "No, you're playing water music, Handel's water music." And of course, out of this drought story, and I just wanted to crawl into some hole because I mean, I picked it because it was nice. I was not listening carefully enough to the content of the story, only the sort of tenor of the story. And boy, picked a real winner there.
Well, that is, though, when sometimes that happens and it's really delightful. That is the piece. I think listeners don't always notice. I don't always notice. And I think perhaps it happens more often than we would realize, because after all, for somebody who does that job, somebody like you, it's a source of personal amusement and satisfaction, you know, to be able to do that. And then you think to yourself, I wonder who noticed this pairing of music and piece that we just did. And you can sort of chuckle and think, I like that. Look at that. And some people will notice and some people won't.
And I try not to do that so much out of news stories, more out of something like a commentary or a piece. You wouldn't want to comment directly on the news with a piece of music. That would be poor judgment.
Yes.
But you certainly would have fun doing it out of an Andrei Kudrescu or Daniel Pinkwater story or something like that, where, I mean, the other night Daniel had a commentary on about his dog Lulu, and I happened to have with me a copy of a Fats Waller song about a Lulu. Maybe he, knowing Daniel, he may well have named his dog after this Fats Waller song, but Daniel probably got the fact that I played this, I think it's called Lulu Comes to Town, or I can't remember the exact title. Daniel might have realized the joke. You know, 100 others might have, or thousands. It's hard to say. People will write me and let me know that they were listening, mm-hmm. which is nice.
The demands on the particular pieces are curious in the sense that you want something that is right, has perhaps the right mood, the right kind of sensibility, and yet you don't want it to stand out too much.
You hit it on the head.
So you must spend an awful lot of time looking for things that different kinds of music, and if people have heard the show and have listened to these CDs, there's a lot of different kind of music that's rooted in different musical traditions. So you must spend an awful lot of time just looking for things that might work.
I get hundreds of CDs every week, and that might be understating it. You sort of get a sense about a CD looking at the cover sometimes, or hearing the opening notes, as to whether there is something about this music that has a little bit of, well, I like to look for, a little bit of mystery, good musicianship, something, melodies that are that you can hear, nice harmony. And so I listen to CDs in many different ways. I think everybody who puts on music listens to it because they either like it or don't like it. That's the first thing. And when I put on a CD, I listen to it for maybe something I'll like when I'm at home to listen to or driving in the car. But then that sort of special thing of picking music out for a new show is it sort of you're listening for different things. You're listening for, does this music have development quickly? Does it state its theme and go on to something else quickly? Because if it takes a really long time for it to state its theme, it isn't going to work on our show, because generally the pieces of music are certainly under a minute and more often than not 20 seconds. So I'll listen differently to a CD that I'm going to use for all things considered than I would for something I'll listen to at home.
Mm. Well, we want to play some music for folks.
That'd be nice.
We have said that if people will make a contribution of $80, we would send them, with our thanks, the newest collection, which is All Songs Considered 3. And I thought maybe we might play something from that.
Okay.
And would you like to pick? It's kind of hard because I think there's a lot of good music here, and it's all very different.
It's quite a variety. I would say, you know, the opening cut, it's always a good place to start. In fact, when I listen to CDs, cut one is so telling to me. And so I'd say to folks out there, if they hear this song and find something interesting in it, it's called Rendencion. It's by Orlando Cachita Lopez, and he is a bass player from a family of bass players in Cuba. And we'll listen to it, and maybe if you'd like, I'll tell you a little more.
All right. Well, let's hear that. Thank you. That's Redención. This is from the newest collection of music from All Things Considered, as heard on All Things Considered. It's called All Songs Considered 3. And if people will call in this morning and make a pledge of $80, we'll send you a copy of this with our thanks. Our guest in this part of Focus 580, Bob Boylan, he's currently the director of NPR's All Things Considered. He chooses the music for the program and has also been hosting a program now online, an online show, with the music, some of the music featured on All Things Considered. And the show is called All Songs Considered. So if you have internet access and you're interested in hearing more than just those little bits of music that they play on ATC, you can go there to that that show.
So you said I was so used to just hearing the first 40 seconds of the song. It's sort of nice for myself to hear the whole cut.
Well, occasionally we do things on this program talking about music, and I always, if I can, I always like to play complete pieces, just because I feel it sort of disrespects the music to play a minute or 30 seconds of something and say, oh, wasn't that great, and then fade it down.
Right. Good.
So what you said, you could maybe say a couple things about Cachito Lopez.
Well, he's a bass player, obviously. He's from Cuba and played with the Buena Vista Social Club, which is how many folks would know who he is. The Buena Vista Social Club being a group of musicians, older musicians of Cuba, that were sort of assembled with the help of American guitarist Rod Cooter and a fellow named Nick Gold. And the only reason I bring him up is because the project was such a surprising success from the musician standpoint, the producer standpoint, and a lot of people in America and really across the world are listening to Cuban music because of that record project, and will have heard Cachito Lopez in that, but haven't heard them outside that little realm of the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah. We have a caller to talk with. If people have questions, comments about music on All Things Considered, they can call 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455. Someone listening this morning in Chicago, line 4.
Hello, you sort of answered my question. I was wondering if Mr. Lopez actually recorded in Cuba, because it's almost impossible to get the music of Cuban artists here in the States, and I was wondering how you got a hold of that. So you sort of answered my question, I think.
Well, and Rod Cooter has gone down a number of times to Cuba to capture these dying breed of Cuban musicians that are hardly heard here a lot for the reason you mentioned. And
there was a whole school of Cuban folk music, Patricio Guzman and Silvio Rodriguez, whose songs were really famous in the 70s. And I know that you could get the music in Mexico, but you couldn't get it here in the States.
Huh.
Is this gentleman focusing mainly on jazz, or does he look at any type of Cuban music?
The gentleman meaning Rye
probably.
Yeah.
Right, the one who's going down to record it before they die.
You know, I think that his leanings are towards a lot of the jazz musicians, and the Buena Vista Social Club were mainly the dance bands of Cuba and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many more projects he'll do like that, but he did sort of rejuvenate a lot of that older music, a lot of the dance band music.
Yeah.
He did another CD that is really worth, if you love Cuban music, he did a CD with a guitar player called Manuel Galpan, who is guitar player for a group called Los Zofiros, the Sapphires, was sort of a doo-wop band in the 60s. And Rye Cooter went down, recorded with that guitar player, made a record that you just wouldn't believe. There's a cut. I'll plug it. There's a cut on the new All Songs Considered CD from that CD as well.
Why don't you play it?
Oh, maybe we will.
Go ahead, David. Yeah.
We can do that maybe in a little bit.
Okay.
If you didn't want to know which one it was, it'll be cut 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, I think one of the great things about these collections is that they will introduce people to music that they had not heard before. And there are a lot of artists that I'm not familiar with. I mean, I'm a great admirer of guitarists. So, people like Adrian Legg and Martin Simpson and Roy Cooter.
Yeah, you can see I am as well.
I've heard of those guys. But a lot of the other performers on here are not familiar to me. They're completely new, particularly those who come from places other than the United States.
You got someone like Martin Simpson, I think, would be on the first of the All Songs collections. Is a British guitar player, actually now lives in New Orleans, and makes music that kind of blends English folk ballads and American Southern blues music. There's a fellow named Duke Levine who, you know, I don't even know how to describe Duke's playing, but I guess it's sort of a 60s soul flavored guitar. I do love guitar players.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a budding one myself. So I hear these techniques and these people just can't believe how they get those such incredible sounds out of the same six strings that I possess.
Yeah. There's even a cut here by a fellow that we happen to know, a guy named Frayne.
Henry Frayne,
who is, in addition to being one of the guys who runs the board from time to time, is also a guitarist and has done a lot of recording. And he's, one of his cuts is on the first All Songs Considered. And I'm sure that people would, you know, if we played it, people would say, oh yeah, I've heard that. It gets a fairly good airplay on NPR.
That's right. It's called Silent Hills. And I would play the song. And I got an email one day from a fellow, and he says, you know, I smile every time you play that music. I'm sitting behind the boards here at WILL, and that's me. And Henry and I have talked over time, and I'm a big admirer of Lanterna, which is the name of his band, and they've put out a number of CDs that are, you know, they're unlike anything I've ever heard, really. Yeah. I think the closest thing I can think of are some of the Ennio Morricone, the sort of spaghetti western-y sort of stuff. And I don't mean that as a slight to Henry, but it's got that same sort of landscape imagery to the music that I love so much.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. Well, you know, we've been talking here for a while, and what we want to do is we'd like to put some of these CDs into the hands of people who are listening. And it's easy to do that. And now, of course, I guess you could go to the store and buy one, or you could call in and make a pledge this morning, and we'll send you one with our thanks. We also want to check in here with Dave Teal, who is the program director for WILL Television, downstairs here in the building where we are, our PBS companion TV station. And he is right now in Pledge Central, and we're telling people that if they will call in and make a pledge, we'll send them. They can either have the new one, the new All Songs Considered, or they can have all three.
That's right. For a pledge of $80 or more, you might select, as our way of saying thanks, Volume 3 of All Songs Considered. And then we have the set of three for a pledge of $150 or more. And make sure that you let the volunteer know that so they will note it on your little pledge form. And the whole process, of course, only takes about a minute or so. 244-9455 is the number to call. Do that. And we want to remind folks about the challenge we've been working on. We have $400 on the line that we will get when we hear from 25 callers by noon. Right now, the last I saw, we were at 11. Now, there's a couple calls coming in right now. They may be for in the AM station, they may be for the FM station. So right now, if you've been putting it off, we've got an important challenge on the line, 244-9455.
Yeah, it's really great to be hearing from so many people. And there are some folks who have been such loyal supporters. They have supported us with their contributions for year and year and year upon year. And to those people, we want to say thank you so very much. We couldn't do what we do without you. We'd also like to reach out to those folks who have been listeners for, you know, who knows how long, and haven't made a contribution. We need you, too. It's very, very important that over time we enlarge our base of support. One thing we know is the costs keep going up and our tax-based support keeps going down, and we cannot continue to fund public radio as we did in the past, relying so heavily on primarily the federal government, but also the state government. Half of the funds now come from listeners. And that's actually, we're pretty happy about that. That's the way that it should be, but it's only going to work if people voluntarily say, oh yeah, I think it's a good station and I'm willing to support it with my dollars. So the number to call, 244-9455. It'd really be great if we could hear from as many people as we can this morning. Anything else, Dave, before we go back and maybe play some more music?
No, except just we need to get the phones going and get a wave of calls going. We need to get everybody on the phone right now.
All right. Well, again, let me introduce our guest. We're talking with Bob Boylan. He is currently the director of NPR's All Things Considered, and has been doing that since 1989. He's the guy who chooses the music for the program, and also is responsible for an online show that NPR has been doing for a couple of years now called All Songs Considered, a result of many requests from people about the music that he picks and that plays as part of All Things Considered. People regularly write and call and have questions, and they say, That piece of music that you played at about 20 minutes past, in between Nina Totenberg and Bob, yeah. you know that piece. What was that? And so folks got the idea that, well, maybe we should actually take the music and play it for people and make a whole show out of it. When that idea was proposed, did everybody there say, oh, that's a great idea, or there were people who said, well, do you really think that's going to work?
Well, I don't think many people thought that anyone would spend more than 3 minutes listening to a show on the internet. I mean, and I think there's still some of that mentality that the idea of listening to music for 20 or 30 minutes online is not a viable thing to do. And I remember the first show we put up, which in my mind, I thought we should do an hour show. So the very first show we did was an hour show. I remember getting an email from somebody in Vermont saying, I'm a farmer. I got up at 5 in the morning. I happened to stumble upon this thing, and my cows were late because I listened 1.5 times through through your show, and I'm coming back to it as soon as I can. So listening online, I think, is something that more and more is being accepted as something to do. But 3 and 4 years ago, when we first hatched the idea, people didn't think it could be done. People should know that online every day we do post the music so you can hear it, just to answer any of those questions about what was between Nina Totenberg and Dan Shore. You can go online to All Things Considered or Morning Edition and find that music, or at least find out what it was that was played.
And also, in addition to choosing the music for ATC and doing this other program, you're also looking for artists and suggest them for expanded interviews on the magazines?
Well, I always am producing, for All Things Considered, feature pieces on artists. It's one of my very favorite things to try to get in. So many of the times you'll hear a piece about an artist. I bring Ry Cooter's name up because it was one of my favorite ones that I worked on in the past, you know, 7-8 months. We bring those ideas, and anyone could bring those ideas to the table for All Things Considered. We bring those to the hosts, and if they like the music, they'll do the interviews, and then it's my job to set up the interviews, kind of get the idea of the flow of the interview, and then we do what's called cut the interview. We used to use razor blades.
I remember those days.
Yes, I do, too. And then get it, mix it with music and get it on the air, and always have a couple of balls in the air on things like that.
Another thing that we know is that artists that are featured on NPR, people then go out and they buy the CDs and people buy tickets to hear them. You must, and I'm sure that this happens with other shows, I'm certain that it happens with other NPR programs, you must be heavily lobbied by people who want to be on All Things Considered because they know that's great exposure for them.
It is. Well, first of all, it makes me feel really good to know that all of these artists, for the most part, are unknowns, will get heard by people. And that makes me feel really good, having been and being a musician and knowing how hard it is to break out to people. In Washington, I don't know about where you are, but there aren't many stations that play music beyond certain categories. Mm-hmm. And so I try to find music beyond those categories and play them. So that feels really very good. Where were we going with this?
Heavily lobbied.
Oh, yes, heavily lobbied. And so the first thing I do when I get CDs in, because I do get a lot of them, is I toss the press releases in the recycle bin. Mm-hmm. Don't read any press. I listen to music fairly blindfolded. In other words, I'll get in a stack of CDs, and as I'm doing whatever I'm doing at my job, be it either writing or whatever, I just take a CD out of the pile, open it up, and put it in the CD player without looking at what it is. And so when Henry Frain sends me his CD from Urbana, Illinois, or REM sends me their CDs down from Athens, Georgia, but from Warner Brothers, I will give it an equal listen, not knowing who it is. And that's my way around the heavy lobbying, is is basically just listen blindfolded and give everybody a fair shake.
Well, I want to play some more music, and since we have been talking about Ry Cooder, and for the listeners in Chicago, maybe we'll do that. This is also another cut from the newest collection. This is All Songs Considered 3. This is Ry Cooder, who's a really fine guitarist, one of the best slide guitarists probably alive today, along with a Cuban guitarist named Manuel Galban. Anything else you want to say about this cut before we play it?
Well, when Ry Cooder went down to play with Manuel, he didn't actually even know Manuel was playing guitar anymore. In fact, it's hard to upkeep guitar amps and so forth like that in parts of Cuba. He didn't know what to expect from the project. They came to Cuba with a whole bunch of equipment and try to imagine, here's the project, they tried to imagine a sound in Cuban music that could have existed in the early 60s but wound up not. And with that in mind, play the music and maybe people kind of imagine what it is, a guitar-based band instead of, heavy brass, more like Prez Prado or something, which is what did happen. But listen to this band and imagine it's the 1960s and you're in a club.
Ry Cooder and Manuel Galban. That's Bolero Sonambulo from All Songs Considered 3, the newest collection of music as heard on NPR's All Things Considered. That's a great cut.
It is. I love the way it ends.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about a lot of this music is that it crosses boundaries a lot. It combines traditions, different kinds of performers. One of these cuts that's really nice is this Summer Sun by this group. It's a very bouncy sort of Brazilian kind of tune, and it's a jazz group, and it's Swedish, and the singer is Japanese. Swedish,
right.
And she sounds kind of like Astrid Gilberto. It's great the way this music combines so many different individual cuts, combine different kinds of elements.
What I think I've learned over the years as All Things Considered director and playing these little eclectic music buttons is that I think people are music starved. I mean, I think that they're tired of the little categories of the radio stations that many of them will hear in their local communities. And I realized that anything that is interesting, that explores territory that isn't way out there but can grab them in some way, is interesting, and so you get these pieces of music, such as the one by Coop, by a Japanese singer doing Brazilian music in Sweden, and it sounds crazy, but it all works, and people are very open-minded to new music, and I think that's sort of the exciting thing about what we inadvertently learned by playing little music snippets between news stories.
Mostly, this is instrumental. Music is that just that in the way that it's used, it kind of has to be instrumental.
Well, the main collection that is in the office I work in, for All Things Considered, is probably 5,000 or 6,000 CDs that are mostly instrumental CDs. So it's a real unusual collection because you don't want to play a vocal piece of music between news stories. It says too much. I mean, it carries its own baggage. You pick any word to any song and imagine it after a news story, and you'll see the problem. So I look first and foremost when I'm listening to music. If I'm not looking for music for pleasure, I'm looking for music that is instrumental and has some sort of mood that will fit into All Things Considered. So a lot of the songs on the All Songs Considered CDs are in fact instrumental tunes. But more and more what I learned is that, it's nice to mix up some vocal pieces, and there are a couple of really extraordinary vocal pieces on these CDs, and especially the new one.
Yeah.
There's one, by a group called Hem.
I have that CD, and I think it's really, I like it a lot, and I have this feeling I probably have it because we heard it on NPR. I don't know of any other reason why we would, it's a terrific group, and I like the CD, and I like the feeling of it a lot, but it is not the kind of thing that's going to get airplay on most radio stations. It's just not.
And I went and saw the group play a couple of years after we produced, about a year or so after we produced the piece on NPR, on All Things Considered, about him, and just shook their hand and say, just introduced myself. And they were overwhelmed with, you don't know what it means for some small group who never would have been heard by anybody to have been heard by the kinds of people that listen to NPR, because they are exactly the kinds of people who would be open-minded. And it changed their lives.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing to know that beautiful music that may not have been heard but by a few thousand people in some clubs is now heard by an audience everywhere.
Well, we're coming down to the end. That cut by Hem is relatively short. It's cut number 12 on All Songs Considered 3. And I'm thinking maybe we can play that here for folks to hear. Because as I say, and I'm sure now that you mention it, I'm sure that I heard it on NPR and I thought, hey, I really like that. And so we went out and actually bought the CD. So why don't we play that? Again, Hem, great. It's the group. The title of the tune is
When I Was Drinking.
When I was drinking
That is When I Was Drinking, Hem, H-E-M, that's the name of the group, and the CD, that's from their CD that's titled Rabbit Songs. I really like that CD, and it's a nice cut.
It's beautiful.
Well, we're kind of at the point where we have to finish up. I appreciate, Bob, you giving us some of your time. I'm sure you got plenty of stuff to do. You're a busy guy. He's
there
spending
is a
all
show
time
on
listening
in about
to CD.
A few hours, yes.
Oh heck, hours
oh,
and hours
thing.
To go.
Sorry. Hours.
But I certainly appreciate it and think that it's great that you have gotten this music together and put it out in a way that can you know, people can get a chance to hear it and particularly get familiar with performers that otherwise they might not have heard.
And I certainly hope the people listening today help support your station because you all do great work.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for your time. It's been great to have you talk with us this morning. And once again, our guest, Bob Boylan, he is the director of National Public Radio's All Things Considered and host of the online musical show All Songs Considered. Just about time for us to be riding off into the sunset, folks. We're going to saddle up. We're squinting. It's kind of bright there. The sun's right on the edge of the horizon. But we're tough. We can take it. But before we go, there's something you could be doing for us, and we'd appreciate it a whole lot. And that would be to go to the phone, to pick it up, to dial the number. It's 244-9455 and make a pledge.